在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
2. Insurance.
Useful sentences.
1. I'm looking for insurance from your company.
2. Mr. Zhang met Mr. William in the office of the People's Insurance Company of China.
3. After loading the goods on board, I will go to the insurance company to have them insured.
4. When should I go and have the tea insured?
5. All right, let's leave insurance now.
6.I have come to explain that unfortunate affair about the insurance.
7. I must say that you've corrected my ideas about the insurance.
8. This information office provides clients with information on cargo insurance.
9. The underwriters are responsible for the claim as far as it is within the scope of cover.
10. The loss in question was beyond the coverage granted by us.
11.The extent of insurance is stipulated in the basic policy form and in the various risk clauses.
12. Please fill in the application form.
13. What risks is the People Insurance Company of China able to cover?
14. What risks should be covered?
15. What kind of insurance are you able to provide for my consignment?
16.It's better for you to see the leaflet first and then make a decision.
17. These kind of risks suit your consignment.
18. May I ask what exactly insurance covers according to your usual CIF terms?
19. It's important for you to read the fine print in any insurance policy so that you know what kind of coverage you are buying.
20. What is the insurance premium?
21.The premium is to be calculated in this way.
22. The total premium is $700.
23. The cover paid for will vary according to the type of goods and the circumstances.
24. The rates quoted by us are very moderate. Of course, the premium varies with the range of insurance.
25.According to the co-insurance clause, the insured person must pay usually 20% of the total expenses covered.
26. The insurance rate for such kind of risk will vary according to the kind.
27. Insurance brokers will quote rates for all types of cargo and risks.
28. Can you give me an insurance rate?
29. Could you find out the premium rate for trucks?
30.You should study not only the benefits, but also the terms and limitations of an insurance agreement that appears best suited to your needs.
Fashion conversation.
Conversation 1. Good afternoon, Mr. Ben. My appointment was at 4 o'clock, wasn't it?
Yes, Mrs. Wong. We've been expecting you.Mrs. Wong, this is Mr. Jordan of the People's Insurance Company of China. He has come to explain the unfortunate affair about the insurance.
Thank you for coming, Mr. Ben. As you recall, the February consignment arrived at Manila seriously damaged. The loss or breakage was over 30% of the consignment. We've presented a claim to the underwriters through your firm, but the insurance company refused to admit liability as there was no insurance on breakage.We naturally were not satisfied with such a reply.
I should like to hear what Mr. Jordan has to say about it. You know, of course, that we, the sellers, are merely acting as mediators in this matter. The insurance company is responsible for the claim as far as it is within the scope of coverage. That's just the point. The loss in question was beyond the coverage granted by us. According to your instructions, we made out an insurance certificate covering WPA, and the risk of breakage wasn't mentioned in it. We rang up the ceramics section of Light Industrial Products Import and Export Corporation, but were told that their customer had not asked for coverage in the case of breakage. Only coverage for all marine risk was requested in the letter of credit. I should like to point out that our prices were calculated without insurance for any special risk. so we applied for the usual WPA, coverage, and let our customers deal with the matter of breakage. Since the validity of the letter of credit was going to expire in 2 days, there was no time to write for more detailed instructions. If the letter of credit had been valid for a longer period, we should have had time to make the matter thoroughly clear.
Mr. Jordan, our import license only ran up to the middle of February. Consequently, we were not able to extend validity of the letter of credit. But we presume that the wording of our letter of credit implies covering the risk of breakage. Besides, when I take a WPA insurance, that is, with particular average, I should think the risk of breakage is a particular average, isn't it?
Not every breakage is a particular average. It is a particular average when the breakage results from natural calamities or maritime accidents, such as stranding and sinking of the carrying vessel, or is attributable to fire, explosion, or collision. If none of these conditions occur, breakage is often considered as an ordinary loss and represents what we call inherent vice or nature of the subject matter insured, which is outside the scope of coverage.
But the risk of breakage is covered by marine insurance, isn't it?
Certainly, but it is a usual practice to make specific mention in the insurance policy or certificate that the risk of breakage is included. The inclusion of this special risk will be subject to an additional premium that will normally be higher than the basic insurance for the ordinary marine risks. The rate for such risk will vary according to the kind of commodity or, as in ceramics, according to the fragility of the goods. I think you must know all about that.
Well, I've heard something about it before, but I can't say that it's very clear to me. I must admit I'm a layman as far as insurance is concerned.
Conversation 2.
Do I understand that all marine risks means less than all risks?
The English understand marine risks as only risks incident to transport by sea, such as collision, stranding, fire, penetration of seawater into the holds of the ships, etc. In other words, under all marine risks, recoverable loss will only be confined to those arising from perils of the sea and maritime accidents only. The all-risk coverage will admit all losses occurring at any time throughout the whole currency of the coverage, irrespective of whether they are caused by accidents at sea or on land. In this sense, all marine risks provide a more limited cover than all risks.
I see. Another thing I don't understand at this moment is the advantage of WPA coverage. I thought that WPA insurance should cover all principal risks, while, according to what you say, it means very little. It seems to be a phrase without much substance. Then what is the difference between WPA and FPA?
This is a question that is very often overlooked, Mrs. Wong. It is a very common but mistaken idea that a merchant has done everything that is required to protect him against losses when he has taken out WPA insurance. There is perhaps no more detrimental to his interests.
That interests me very much. I must confess that I was under the impression that WPA insurance was quite sufficient and that losses due to breakage were covered. I know that FPA insurance does not cover losses on consumer goods, but I did think that the WPA insurance covered more risks than the FPA.
Actually, it is like this. There is some difference between WPA and FPA. The FPA clause did not cover partial loss of the nature of particular average, whereas the WPA clauses cover such losses when they exceed a prearranged percentage. This is the only difference between WPA and FPA. Otherwise, the protection under the FPA clause will be almost identical with that offered by the WPA clause, because in the event of maritime accidents encountered in transit, such as stranding, fire, explosion, or collision, both clauses will cover particular average losses in full.
Conversation 3. I don't mean to annoy you, Mr. Jordan, but I don't quite grasp this. Could you say it in simpler terms?
I'll try. Neither the WPA nor the FPA mentions the risks covered or the risks excluded. The extent of insurance is stipulated in the basic policy form and in the various risks clauses. Look at the insurance certificates and you will find that the risks of theft and pilferage, freshwater, oil, grease, hooks, breakage, leakage, contamination, deterioration, etc. are specifically mentioned and must be specifically applied for. These are special risks. FPA stands for free of particular average, while WPA or WA stands for with particular average.
Mr. Jordan, I must say that you have corrected my ideas about insurance. I see now that it is far more complicated than I had imagined.
Now I know why you often point out to us the wording of some letter of credit, which you don't feel happy about. But what are we to do about it? We must keep to the stipulations of the contract and the letter of credit.
The problem does not only rest with the letter of credit. For an item like ceramics, I think that the Light Industrial Products Corporation should have understood from our letter of credit that we wanted to cover all the risks, including the risks of breakage. I must say that the error was on both sides, and I think the loss ought to be shared by both parties. Let us say, half and half.
Our price calculation could hardly admit that. Besides, we acted upon your instructions, so it is not our fault. But in view of our good relationship, we'll supply you with a favorable offer to compensate some of your losses.
I sincerely hope that you will settle the matter to your mutual satisfaction.
It goes without saying that both parties must abide by the contract terms that we have agreed upon and signed. This blunder, which is due to my ignorance, has cost me a pretty penny.
We have also learned a lesson from this.
Well, to compensate a part of the loss, as you suggested, may I ask you to make us a firm offer for 50,000 glazed wall tiles, CIF Manila, including the risk of breakage, November shipment.
We'll make you an offer tomorrow. Come and see us at 9 a.m., please.
Thank you.
Conversation 4.
I'm calling to discuss the level of insurance coverage you've requested for your order.
I believe that we have requested an amount 25% above the invoice value.
Yes, that's right. We have no problem in complying with your request, but we think that the amount is a bit excessive.
We've had a lot of trouble in the past with damaged goods.
I can understand your concern. However, the normal coverage for goods of this type is to insure them for the total invoice amount plus 10%.
We would feel more comfortable with the additional protection.
Unfortunately, if you want to increase the coverage, we will have to charge you extra for the additional cost.
But the insurance was supposed to be included in the quotation.
Yes, but we quoted you normal coverage at regular rates.
I see.
We can, however, arrange the extra coverage, but I suggest you contact your insurance agent there and compare rates.
You're right. It might be cheaper on this end.
Fax me whatever rates you find there, and I'll compare them with what we can offer.
Conversation 5.
How do you usually cover insurance for CIF?
We usually insure our goods with the People's Insurance Company. Insurance covers basic risks only. If you want us to insure against a special risk, an extra premium will have to be charged.
So what are the basic risks?
They are the free from particular average, FPA, with particular average, WPA, and all risks.
What do they mean, respectively?
Well, roughly speaking, FPA covers total losses resulting from both natural calamities and accidents, and partial losses covered by accidents.
Then what is the difference between WPA and FPA?
The protection under the FPA clause will be almost identical to that offered by the WPA clause. Cover such losses when they exceed a prearranged percentage.
I see. What about all risks?
All risks means WPA plus additional risks, or extraneous risks, risks not incidental to transport by sea.
Okay. What will you plan to cover for our consignment?
All risks suit your consignment.
Does all risks include breakage risks?
Breakage is a special risk for which an extra premium will have to be charged. In addition, the straw bags aren't delicate and not likely to be damaged on the voyage. All risks is the best choice.
So what is the usual insurance amount?
110% of the invoice value.
What if I want 130% coverage?
This can be done, but you'll have to bear the additional premium.
In this case, I'd rather have 110%.
All right.
Rattling off.
Good times. Bad times. There will always be advertising.
In good times, people want advertising. In bad times, they have to. Bruce Barton, British economist.
Comparison, more than reality, makes men happy or wretched. Thomas Fuller, American inventor.